Hi everyone, this is Summer Glau, River Tam from Firefly, and Ravager from Arrow. And you're listening to Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life.
Hello, superhero fans. Welcome to Comic Book Central. I'm your host, Joe Stuber, once again here in the Comic Book Central lair, where I will be welcoming yet another amazing talent, one who specializes in bringing our favorite comic books to life. And I've been noticing some more downloads, some more likes on Facebook, more followers on Twitter. So if you're new to the show, welcome to your one-stop shop for in-depth conversations with the folks who work on these comic book-based projects. That's what it's all about here on Comic Book Central, where I am fast approaching the one-year anniversary of the show. Man, I cannot believe it. 1 year of Comic Book Central. Time has been flying by. I have no idea where the last year has gone. But you know what? In preparing for the special one-year anniversary show, which, by the way, is going to air November 7th, I've been going over the guest list to pick out some of my favorite moments over the past year, and possibly some moments that you haven't heard yet. No, I've been looking over that list, and wow, man, just to be able to relive some of these conversations from some of the incredible folks who've spent some time in the lair has really been entertaining. If you like Comic Book Central on Facebook, be sure to check out the episode guide posted in the About section to catch up on any episodes you may have missed. And you've got a few weeks left to drop me a line, post on Facebook, or tweet me your favorite Comic Book Central moments over the past year. That's right. I want to hear from you. What are your favorite moments from the show? Maybe it was a great story from one of your favorite actors or actresses. Maybe even some of the cool moments from Connecticut Comic Con or Cincinnati Comic Expo. A lot of fun was had there. Let me know what you think, and I'm going to make sure I replay that moment, all of your favorite moments, on the anniversary episode that's coming up on November 7th. Facebook, Twitter, click the Signal Me tab on the website, comicbookcentral.net, or just email your favorite moment to me, joe@comicbookcentral.net. Now, as I mentioned on last week's show, I have a special surprise for one listener picked at random from all the listeners who send me the favorite show moments. That's right, it's Comic Book Central's anniversary, but you're the one getting the gift. How about that? Stay tuned to the end of today's show, and I'm going to tell you what is available for one of you listeners who share your favorite moment with me. Perhaps your favorite moment is going to be from today's show. Well, there's certainly quite a few of them. My guest today is certainly a fan favorite. She was a Terminator, a sci-fi Western warrior, a DC Comics supervillain, and a DC Comics superhero. She is Summer Glau. Summer Glau grew up in the Lone Star State of Texas, San Antonio to be specific, and she studied to become a ballerina at a very young age. It's quite easy to see those dance movements in many of her varied roles, the first of which was on an episode of the hit TV series Angel, created by Joss Whedon, who also went on to create what has now become a cult classic television show, the sci-fi western Firefly, and of course its follow-up film Serenity. Now, Joss remembered Summer when it came to casting for Firefly, and he brought her on board the spaceship Serenity as River Tam. Now, if you've never seen the show, well, first off, go watch it. It's amazing. Get the Blu-rays. It's on Netflix. Check it out. But second, well, you kind of have to watch it to understand Summer's character, because her character is really tough to define, especially the story arc she goes through in just a few episodes. Wild swings from childlike innocence to fierce warrior in seconds are part and parcel of the character River Tam. It is an amazing ride, and Summer didn't stop there with the fan favorite roles. She played a Terminator in the TV series Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles. She appeared in Whedon's Dollhouse. She joined the cast of The Cape. She rode the rails in a memorable episode of The Big Bang Theory, and she gave voice to Supergirl in the animated film Superman Batman Apocalypse. And most recently, she got back into battle mode by going toe-to-toe with Stephen Amell's Green Arrow as Ravager on the hit series Arrow.
You can't kill me.
You're not invisible.
Close enough.
Well, my guest today recently made a memorable appearance in the DC Universe on the hit TV show Arrow, and she is reuniting with her Firefly co-stars to reprise her role as River Tam for the Firefly Online game. A big welcome to Summer Glau. Summer, welcome to Comic Book Central.
Thank you.
That was a huge announcement at San Diego Comic-Con this year. I knew something was up. I was interviewing Marina Baccarin. It was a few days before the announcement, talking about the future of Firefly, and she said, well, I'm not sure what Joss wants us to say. And I thought, well, why would he care what you say if the show's over? And then it's like, oh, there might be something coming up. So, well, when did you find out about this project, and how was your involvement going in it?
I've known about it for a few months. I found out about it when I was on vacation in Europe, so I was a little bit behind. They started recording everyone separately from wherever they were working, and as soon as I got back in town, I went in and read the material and had so much fun diving back into our world.
Now, so the cast didn't actually get to work together in studio doing any of the voices? This was all separate?
Well, you know, I don't know if anyone did get to work together. I don't think so from what I've heard. It's really difficult to get the whole cast together anymore now that everyone is spread out all over the world. But I went in by myself but I felt like, in a way, everyone was there. It was beautifully written and hit very close to home and felt like our old material, you know?
Okay, so this actually goes beyond video gaming. Is this advancing the story then from the film Serenity?
It is. Everyone has different material. So I'll be really excited to see everything put together. And I'm not a video game expert by any means, so I wouldn't want to try to describe it because God knows I probably won't be accurate. But for me, it's like storytelling, and I don't know what it will look like yet because I was just in a booth. But the dialogue was really fun and really funny and really warm and I enjoyed it.
Anything surprise you about the character that you read? You're like, oh, whoa, I just said that line of dialogue. I didn't realize that was coming.
Well, I guess I was surprised at how much range there was. You know, I've done some voiceover work before, but this was my first video game, and I was just surprised at how much range of emotion I got to work on in that booth by myself. I was very impressed and really felt like I got to relive the character.
Now, speaking of Firefly and Serenity, how did growing up in South Texas prepare you for a role in a Western TV show? Now, granted, it's a sci-fi Western, but there are guns, there are horses. So how did that Texas background come in handy?
Well, I always joke that they never let me off the ship, so I didn't really get to enjoy much of the Western aspect of the show. I had to keep River kind of on lockdown.
Well, you're barefoot all the time.
Exactly. So, you know, other than talking to a cow here or there, River didn't get to enjoy much of the Western parts of the story.
But we did get to see some of your ballet training. We saw that in the TV show. We also saw it in Terminator, a little bit of that coming in there. So how did that sort of play into some of these roles that you've done?
Well, it's funny. When I first moved to LA, I was still a dancer. So the first year that I lived here, that's how I supported myself. And I remember my first agent and manager just urging me to downplay the fact that I was a dancer, you know, so that people would really take me seriously as an actress. And it turns out that my very first job ended up being a ballerina role. And I snuck into the callbacks for that audition. I was out of town for the first dance call. So I went into the callback and that's where I met Joss, and that's what changed my life. So dance was a really, really integral part of starting my career off. And then from there, it seems to keep popping back up. I think writers enjoy kind of seeing if I still got it.
We've seen it a few times, so we know you still got it. What backstory did Joss give you when you started shooting the series? Because we know it's kind of one of these shows that things are revealed as you go along, especially with River Tam. You can't know everything right off the bat. So how much backstory did you have going into it, and how much was sort of revealed as you went along?
Joss is really good at keeping secrets, and he didn't give us very much to go on. In the beginning, I remember when I first auditioned, I only had 2 pages of dialogue to imagine this character. But because Joss is such a special writer, that's all you need. You know, if something's really well written, you immediately, it strikes a chord and you're connected and you feel like you know this person. And so I think that all of us were able to create really well-rounded, fleshed-out characters even without having any extra information, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, if we were really lucky, Joss would tell us a story, you know, about one of our backstories, you know, and we looked forward to that because it was rare.
I have to talk about that bar fight scene and then also the final battle in Serenity. What was your training regimen to go through? Because these are epic battles, and these aren't just like you taking on one person. This is like an entire room, and especially with the Reavers, what is it like? Just dozens and dozens of them. So how do you sort of prepare, and what's your background as far as training for these scenes?
Well, when Joss, I remember the conversation when Joss revealed that he wanted River to be a martial arts expert in the movie, and I thought, oh my gosh, this isn't going to go well. And he said he had a plan, and he was going to put me into training, and he had the perfect stunt coordinator to teach me how to do these fight scenes. And I remember my first day at fight camp, and Joss came, and some of the producers from the movie came and watched me try out some moves. And Chad Stahelski, who was the stunt coordinator for Serenity, watched me move. He knew I was a dancer, and he kind of developed a technique of fighting that was a hybrid of different techniques to suit my movement style, to suit the fact that I was a dancer, and to also support the idea that I'm a smaller person, and I'm playing a young girl, and yet I'm able to, you know, dominate in these big fight scenes. So it was important that he find a technique that would seem realistic. And from there, the training was really, really intensive. I worked for a good 6 months before we started shooting.
Oh, wow.
Because Joss really wanted it to look like it was me. And he wanted to make sure that he could set up the camera and he wouldn't have to do a bunch of specialty shots to make it look like I was doing these fights. I did them from start to finish. I learned them like it was a choreographed dance. And I actually made contact with all the guys so that no matter what angle the camera was, it looked like a hit.
You didn't take anybody out for real, did you?
No, I mean, there were a few accidents, but Dad always told me that it wasn't my fault.
Oh, I mean, did you put anybody in the hospital with this, or what are you doing there?
No, I learned how to tap lightly.
Okay, all right.
But it was fun.
That's good to hear. Speaking of fight scenes, just, you know, one of our favorite shows here is Arrow. You came on in season 2 as Isabel Rochev. This is Ravager, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now I know when my wife and I started watching this show, starting watching the season, we saw your character come on like, oh, great, Summer Glau's going to be on. This is awesome. And then we kind of thought, well, they're not really doing a whole lot with their character. It just seems like the CEO kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom. And like, I never saw it coming. So how did you know the whole story arc as you went in for this?
No, it was really different for me, I've got to say, because My manager called and said that Arrow would like me to play this character, Isabel. And they sent me some of the material. I looked it over and I thought, are they sure they've got the right girl here? Because it seems like they want me to play this very polished, sophisticated businesswoman, which was something that I don't think many people consider me for. So I went ahead and said yes, just based on that. You know, as an actress, it's so good for you to have a chance to stretch. And so I went into it just trying to dive into something completely different. And I'll admit, you know, when we were setting up for the fight scenes, I felt a little jealous and wanted to get in there and do my thing. And so I was really excited when, just out of the blue, they sent me a script and I found out that they were changing, that they were, or not changing, but revealing her alter ego. And it felt really good. I had a lot of fun with it.
So you did not know that when you first started filming the series?
No, absolutely not. I don't even know if they did. I think that they, no, I had heard that they didn't know what they were going to do exactly with my character. And so it was a surprise.
Wow. And you talk about a story arc. I mean, River Tam has an amazing story arc in just a few episodes. But my goodness, Isabel, I mean, she goes from taking over Oliver Queen's company to taking over Oliver Queen himself. And then next thing you know, she's this like supervillain. As an actress, in 9 episodes, you get to go through so much. How amazing is that for you just as an actress to be able to tear into that?
It was so much fun. I remember going in for those fittings and trying on this, because Isabel is so sophisticated. I'm wearing the heels and the pencil skirts and the jewels, and I really got into that. But then, you know, out came the leather and the combat boots and the weapons.
The mask.
And I was like, this is my thing. And it felt good. I tried to make her posturing very different, the voice very different. I tried to make Ravager much more aggressive and animalistic, and that was really fun.
And she's almost unstoppable. I mean, up to a point. I mean, she gets shot and killed. She gets hit by a car with Felicity. Kind of wondering where she, and then all of a sudden Felicity comes out of nowhere and takes her out. And then, of course, the epic, ending of everything now is the neck snapping scene. But she seems like your character, the Terminator, the cyborg on the Terminator. How dead is she?
I was going to say, I have experience. You know,
did you channel your inner Terminator with this, or how did this work?
It's not the first time I've come back from the dead, so who knows? I've had experience.
Well, how dead is she? I mean, any talks about season 3? What can we look forward to here?
Well, season 3, from what I know, is going to be a huge 180. I only heard what they have planned. I haven't read any of the scripts, but it's going to be really exciting for all those hardcore Arrow fans. Going to be a great season, but I don't know if they have any future plans for Ravager at this time.
Okay, well, we know Slade has survived. We know Ravager's got the Mirakura in her, so maybe, you know, a little neck brace. She's fine. She can come back and play Stephen Milligan. Who knows? You know, I
think
it's hard to keep a good Ravager down. You played a lot. You portrayed a lot of characters in the sci-fi comic book universe. What's your favorite character? Who's your favorite character and why?
Oh my gosh. People often want to know this favorite character, and it's just, I'm so grateful for every role that I've been cast in that it just feels like bad luck to say which one's my favorite. But I will say that I love each one of them for different reasons, and they've all been a part of my life, a different step in my journey. And I feel like that each role has kind of helped me grow up. And so they're each different, and special experiences.
We did talk to Adam Baldwin, and he kind of alluded to the fact that Jane, he has a soft spot for Jane, just because the story arc wasn't completed. He just didn't get to complete that story arc. So is it kind of the same with River in that there's just so much story left to tell, you'd love to just kind of tackle that again?
Well, you know, for me, going from doing the series and thinking that I felt like life was over when the show got canceled. I was really young, and it was pretty much my first job. And River was this slow burn in the series, you know, always kind of in the background and had so much brewing and so much to say, but didn't know how to say it. And so when we got to do Serenity, that was a huge, huge opportunity for me to bloom. And I felt like Joss really gave me so much to do that it felt very satisfying. But the thing about Firefly that I'll never get enough of is the fact that was like my Hollywood family. Hmm. And you don't have that experience. I mean, that was, and actually it was Adam who came to me, and I was so young. They all mentored me, but Adam was like a dad, and he said, you know, kid, they aren't all like this. And he was so right. I didn't know any better, but he was right. It's just special.
And you
it's
guys,
so special.
And you guys get together again and do things. So I honestly don't think we've seen the last of these characters. We've got the comic books. The stories continue, and it just, there's that passion. I know it's going to come back. You guys are reuniting for the online game. We talked about that. I think we'll see some more Firefly. Latest projects, though, yeah. Coming up beyond the game, too. Is it Sequestered, new TV show?
Yes, Sequestered. I had an amazing time on that, too. That's a law drama. Well, more like a law thriller. And a really complex, cool character.
And we can see this on Crackle?
On Sony's digital channel. Yes.
Okay.
Crackle.
So the online digital, streaming.
It's Sony's digital channel.
Okay. And also stars Dina Meyer, one of our favorites, yeah, from Birds of Prey, Batgirl herself. So get some more comic book universe
I
there.
I love her. I love Dina. Yeah, she. I didn't get to do any scenes with her, but she's a dynamite. Really cool girl.
Yeah, we love her here at Comic Book Central. So more episodes coming up in October. We'll look for that. And also, Peter Panzerfaust from Image Comics. You did a voice for the motion comics. Is this going to be a TV series as well?
You know, I've heard different things. I don't know what exactly they're planning to do. I know there's more material that they're going to be developing. I had a great time voicing Wendy. What a cool opportunity for me.
Yeah, this is the Peter Pan, like an updating of Peter Pan.
Correct.
And it's
super
set,
cool.
Yeah, and it's set in Nazi-occupied France. Again, maybe an animated series, so hopefully. And how can we find out more about this? Do you have Twitter feed, website? How can fans find out more about you?
I am not online at all. But luckily, I have some great fans, and they keep everybody updated. So There's plenty of ways to find out more if you just type it in. I stay away from it myself. I like to kind of stay in my creative bubble.
Well, I did notice this in everything I'm seeing with you. You're always talking about how nervous you are and how, you know, sort of, you know, but then like you play these characters that are just like larger than life. Like, how do you channel how do you go from one extreme to the other like that?
It's a safe space. I think that's what drew me to acting in the first place. Well, what originally drew me to dancing was that I got to be on stage, but it's black. You know, the audience, you can't see. You can't see who's watching you, but you know you're being watched. And that's sort of how I feel about television, too. You know, the camera's there, and you know you're getting to say something, but it's not face-to-face. It's not... there's something about it that feels protected. And so for me, as a creative person, as an artist, it feels safe, but there's something about social media and being online that just feels way too exposed for me. So I stay away.
Well, yeah, I can't blame you a lot of the time. So, but we love your creative roles, we love your creativity, and all these different characters. We're looking forward to hearing from you once again as River Tam in the Firefly Online game. Maybe seeing you again as River. We'll keep hope alive, and hopefully you'll recover well enough to throw down with Stephen Amell again on Arrow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Summer Glau, thank you for joining me on Comic Book Central today.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.
So glad yet another of the Firefly crew was able to join me here in the lair. First, it was Adam Baldwin, then Marina Baccarin spent some time with us, now the incredible Summer Glau. Really looking forward to checking out the Firefly Online game. You can learn more about that at keepflying.com. And you can check out Summer's latest series, Sequestered, on the online streaming video service Crackle at crackle.com. My thanks to Summer for joining me on the show today. Okay, Comic Book Central Nation, as promised, details about the first Comic Book Central giveaway. It's CBC's anniversary, but you're the one getting the gift. For all listeners who write in with their favorite moment from the show in the past year, you can write in joe@comicbookcentral.net. You can post it on Facebook at facebook.com/comicbookcentralnetwork. You can tweet it to me at comicbookctrl, or you can send it to me on the Signal Me link on the website, comicbookcentral.net. There are many ways to get that in. For all listeners who write in with their favorite moment, I'm going to choose one name at random, and that listener of the lair is going to receive an original Superman novel from 1978. Now, does that year sound familiar? Well, that's right. It was one of the few Superman the movie tie-ins released by Warner Brothers. It's the original novel, Superman, Last Son of Krypton. And the paperback includes a bonus 16-page album right in the middle. 16 pages of photographs from Superman the movie. It's pretty amazing. As I said, there wasn't a ton of stuff released by Warners back in the day. Not like it is today. Certainly, there was no movie novelization from Superman the movie, so this is a pretty cool item to have. It is yours. Just send me a favorite moment that you've had from the show. I might pick your name from everyone who writes in. That one person I pick at random is going to get Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. It is a very cool read. November 8th, that's the one-year anniversary of Comic Book Central. The anniversary special airs Friday, November 7th. You don't want to miss it. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your favorite fanboy or fangirl. It is going to be a great show. And speaking of great shows, maybe your favorite moment is going to be from the next episode, because next week on Comic Book Central, I am putting out a plate of Oreos here in the lair for my special guest, the voice of the Martian Manhunter from the DC Animated Universe. That's right, Mantis himself, actor Carl Lumley, is going to be joining me. Until then, kiddies, have a stellar week. Keep reading those comics, and thanks for joining me here in the lair, Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life. This podcast is intended for entertainment and education purposes only. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Comic Book Central and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivations 3.0 Unported License. All other content and names are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective holders.
No power in the verse can stop me.